India's H.S. Pranoy reached the second round of the Indonesia Open, beating Indonesia's Antony Sinusuka Ginting 21-13-21-18. Pranoy will now face top seed Lee Chong Wei in the second round. Ace shuttler and 2017 Thailand Grand Prix champion Sai Praneeth bowed out of the Indonesian Open as he lost his match to world number 1 Son Van Ho of Korea. World number 2 Rafael Nadal has withdrawn from the Queen's Club tournament after he was advised to rest by his doctor. Nadal said that he needs rest in order to be ready for the Wimbledon. World number 1 Andy Murray has said that the likes of Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer have been brilliant so far this year and he has a lot of points to defend after a strong finish to the 2016 season.
They've both played great tennis to start the season. Amazing what Rafa did in Paris to win for the 10th time. And, you know, that's, you know, when you watch them play, you know, it's motivating, you know, to try to get better. And I know that if I don't improve myself, I'm not going to be able to win the big competitions or be able to beat them. So, yeah, it's motivating and, you know, they've done great this year.
Sri Lanka legend Kumar Sangakkara has added another milestone to his glittering cricketing career as he notched his 100th century across all forms of cricket in Surrey's quarter-final win over Yorkshire. The veteran has 61 first-class centuries and 39 list A100. The English Football Association has released 2017 and 2018 fixture and champions Chelsea will begin their title defence at home against Burnley on August 12th. The first Manchester Derby of the season will be played on 9 December, while the North London Derby is scheduled on 18 November. Real Madrid star Cristiano Ronaldo has quashed reports of tax fraud and has said that he never hid any income from the taxman or committed any tax fraud in Spain. Spanish prosecutors had earlier filed a lawsuit accusing him of graft of €14.7 million. Zenit Petersburg has appointed former Manchester City boss Roberto Mancini as their new manager. The 52-year-old Italian has signed a 3-year contract with the club. 3-time world champion Lewis Hamilton has revealed that he's enjoying his new partnership with Finland's Valtteri Bottas. The Briton has also admitted that his pairing with Bottas is much better than that of Rosberg. An ever-improving Indian hockey team will strive to unsettle some top teams in the Hockey World League semi-final. This tournament will provide India a chance to prove to the world that they certainly deserve a place among the elite of world hockey. 3-time Formula One world champion Lewis Hamilton has admitted that his victory in the Canadian Grand Prix was crucial to his and his Mercedes team's championship hopes this year. Hamilton's third win of the season cut his deficit to 12 points to Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel. Portugal held their last training season on home soil before departing for Russia to take part in the Confederations Cup tournament for the first time. The 2016 European Championship winners take on Mexico in their first game of the tournament. World number 3 golfer Jason Day has welcomed potentially brutal conditions for the United States Open. The 2011 and 2013 US Open runner-up has said that he looks to break through and win the second major title of his career this week at Erin Hills.
Usually when you hear people complain, it's one less guy you have to worry at the start of the week. You know, their attitude, I think attitude makes up for at least 25% of your performance. And if you have the right attitude going into for the week, great. But you still got to execute.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.